This is Terry Mandel, DO Dictating Attorney Letter to Richard Bucherri, Attorney at Law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Corey Saturday, please note the following medical letter, period. Corey is C-O-R-E-Y, Saturday, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. The patient was seen by me for an independent medical evaluation on July 11th, 2023, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 53-year-old male, height 5'9", weight 190 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 3rd, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with the seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended in a Toyota Camry, period. He was hit by an SUV, period. The patient was jerked, period. Although there was not a great deal of damage to the vehicle, the patient sustained injury with immediate pain, as well as the next day pain in his low back, comma, neck, comma, as well as pain down the right leg to the knee and buttocks, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing pain in his low back, down his right leg, occasionally to his toes, period. He was informed that he has a bulging disc. New paragraph. His low back pain is described as constant, period. At times, intermittently is described as a shooting and stabbing pain with stiffness, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee, period. His neck pain is described as much better, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that the next day he was seen by a chiropractor at Performance Wellness, period. He has been seen there in the past, and they did give him treatment, physical therapy, as well as x-rays, period. A few months later, he was seen for an MRI, and he did have some epidural injections. There were approximately 2 epidural injections given, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems putting on his shoes, comma, showering, comma, getting out of chairs, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as fishing, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, walking over 100 yards, comma, riding in a car over 20 minutes, period. New paragraph, medications denies other than over-the-counter medications for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes Tylenol, comma, ibuprofen, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that in 2010 he injured his low back at work. He was told that he had a herniated disc at L5-S1. He was treated without surgery, and it resolved in approximately 1.5 years, and it resolved totally in 3 years, period. He had no low back pain or treatment from 2012 up until this auto accident of August of 22, period. the patient has not had prior neck problems, period. The patient has not been in prior serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents, period. He has not had prior work injuries other than what I mentioned above, period. In 2011, he fractured his right leg when he was hit as a pedestrian, and it did require surgery, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in 2011, he had a fracture of his tibia and fibula as he was a pedestrian, and it was repaired surgically, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a bricklayer, full-time, period. He does work full-time, but with pain and at a slower pace, and he does require help at times, period. As a result of this accident, he missed intermittent days of work for a total of approximately 20 days of work, period. This time missed from work is appropriate and consistent, period. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including records from a performance wellness chart notes, as well as physician records, as well as priority pain solution records, and an MRI report, period. Records from performance wellness radiology report, August 9th, 2022, cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine x-rays revealed postural alterations due to muscle spasm, period. Performance wellness records, December 12th, 2022, presents to the office with the following subjective complaints: neck pain and low back pain. On examination, there were abnormalities, including spasm, tenderness, and range of motion loss, period. Performance wellness records, August 10th, 2022, complaining of low back and neck pain, period. MRI report, proscan imaging, November 2nd, 2022, at L5-S1, protrusion and denting the thecal sac, period. Number two, broad base disc bulging at L3-4 and L4-5, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area was unremarkable with a normal thyroid exam, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees right, 86 degrees left, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm node in the lumbar area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 18 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. The patient was unable to walk on the tiptoes, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation in the ball and arch of the right foot, period. There was a diminished right Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel. Our number one, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, right leg radiculopathy, L5-S1 herniated nucleus pulposus aggravation, L3-4 and L4-5 disc bulge, Number two, cervical trauma, strain, and pain. Number three, thoracic trauma, strain, pain and sprain, Number four, post-traumatic cephalgia, The above four diagnoses are directly related to the automobile accident of August 3rd of 2022, Diagnoses two to four above have improved, Diagnosis number one is a reactivation of an earlier in resolved and asymptomatic injury, New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 7% whole body impairment, This impairment rating would have been significantly higher had it not been for his prior past medical history in the low back, As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the low back region, New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications and an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, More back injections and an estimated cost of $3,000 are appropriate, A back brace at a cost of $250 would need to be replaced every 2 years, A tens unit at a cost of $500 is appropriate, New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.